fearfully and wonderfully made. If
me to just be still, but it's
well, thanks of God, our time is up. This has been Pastor Charles Simon of New Life Christian Fellowship Ministries of Alexandria, Louisiana, located at 4521 Lee Street Extension. Thank you for listening, and if you want a copy of this message, or if you want to support this ministry with a tax-deductible contribution, write us at Post Office Box 5791, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71307. Again, that's Post Office Box 5791, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71307. And if you need prayer, call us at 318-715-8920. 318-715-8920. Be blessed of the Lord, for God is still on the throne.
It's gonna be all right.
This is KAYT, Gina Alexandria.
No need to worry.
The gospel is on the radio at 88.1. Call up somebody. Tell them it's going to be all right. KAYT. Got the gospel transmitting all day.
Welcome to the Movement of Christ Worldwide Ministries Broadcast, brought to you by the Greater King David Baptist Church, pastored by Dr. John E. Montgomery II, one church ministering in two locations, 222 Blood Road and 7305 Harry Drive, Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Thank you for your prayers and support of the ministry. Let us now join the broadcast already in progress.
Hope for all I do.
Praise his holy name. Would you stand on your feet in honor of the word of the Lord? Praise his holy name. Gracious God, our Heavenly Father, once again we say thank you for this opportunity to hear your word. Speak to our hearts, meet us where we are. Allow your word to meet and minister to us underneath the skin. Show us in the text. And God, then lift us to the place you'd have us to be, following your principles, giving you praise as you profit us. It is in Jesus' name we pray. And the people of God said, amen.
Amen.
God bless you. Turn your Bibles to Galatians chapter 2, verse 20. We've been preaching out of that verse this entire day, and we want to go a little further in it. Galatians chapter 2, verse 20. Recorded are these words: I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life I live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his holy word. You may be seated. Just a little while, I want to talk from the subject, with Christ, living inspires me. With Christ, living inspires me. If you'd back up 8 verses before the middle of that verse, in the B clause, it talks about, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. We talked about with Christ living inside of me. And you back up to the first 8 words of this verse, and it talked about with Christ living in spite of me. But now where we begin, we talk about with Christ, living inspires me. One of the things that I want us to make sense of in this text is how Paul deals with this issue of having a relationship with Christ and having fellowship with him through crucifixion. First of all, there are three things that he deals with in those first eight verses, or rather eight words. For he deals with himself, he deals with suffering, and he deals with the Savior, for you note takers. And so he talks about living in spite of himself, because when we decide that we belong to the Lord, we no longer live unto ourselves. We are then bought with a price, and we are not our own. We belong to the Lord. And one of the best ways to know anybody is to know them in their sufferings. Paul understood that suffering with Jesus would cause you and qualify you to glory with Jesus in the end. And so he deals with this and helps us to understand that he made a choice for himself, as we must make a choice when we accept Jesus, to be crucified with him. Jesus was crucified once and for all. It was his exiting out of this world. But when Paul talks about being crucified with him, he's talking about an example in this world. For he says, I die daily, meaning showing the example of going through what he goes through, putting up with what he puts up with, dealing with what he has to deal with, all for the cause of Christ. Now, sad is the saint who think that since they've been saved, they can rest on flowery beds of ease, that the devil won't bother them and life will be howdy, howdy, and never goodbye, and all the other good, wonderful sayings we hear that are unbiblical. The truth of the matter is, when you become saved and become a sufferer with Christ Jesus, then the devil will mess more with you then than he's ever messed with you. And then in the second eight words that follow that, it's talking about with Christ living inside of us. And that had to do with his presence, his promises, and his power. And all of that is found in the experience of Jesus living inside of us. John 15 talks about if his word abides in us, and we abide in him, we can ask what we will, and it will be done. He goes on to make a promise that he'll never leave us, nor will he forsake us. He goes on to talk about his power and to give that same reality by way of understanding his word as keys that says whatever we bind on earth will be bound in heaven, loosed on earth will be loosed in heaven. And he continues on with example after example in his word of his power that creates liberty and victory for the believer. But now we get to the middle of this verse and it says, and the life I now live. And when we talk here, he's talking about in the flesh, in the flesh. What I like about that is Paul doesn't super spiritualize this thing. He wants you to deal with the realities of the flesh, of your human existence, of you being somebody with flesh and blood, yet having a spirit. You are made of dust and divinity, and there must be a balance between the two. And so when he talks about this, it's important that we do understand that we do have flesh issues. Somebody say flesh issues. Y'all sitting up here looking at me like you don't have flesh issues. Some of you are hungry. That's a flesh issue. Some of you don't like what I'm saying. That's a flesh issue. I can go down the list and tell you, you got flesh issues. And so he begins by saying, and the life I now live in the flesh. Listen, it's interesting. He says, I'm not living this life for me. I'm not living this life by me, but I'm living this life through Christ. And that is so important to recognize, that as a born again believer, the life that you now have in you is not your own life. You've been bought with a price, and therefore you have a new owner. Satan no longer claims the authority of your life, can't make you do anything you don't want to do when you are yielded and submitted to the Lord Jesus Christ. And now when you understand that, you died to trespasses and sin. You see, when you were living in trespasses and sin, you were dead to the spiritual things. Now that you've chosen to be spiritual through Jesus Christ and live his life in you, you're now dead to trespasses and sin, which means it's just like having a dead person lying out before us here, and we're giving them a homegoing celebration if they're saved and a funeral service if they're not. But either one, whether they're saved, having a homegoing celebration, or a funeral service, you can bring the flowers and stick it underneath their nose, and neither one of them will smell it. You can get a nice hot bowl of gumbo, hot bowl of soup, get you a spoon and say, here, take a bite of this. And the saved nor the unsaved will move their lips. But well, what I'm trying to help you to understand is when you became saved, then you became dead to the things of this world, trespasses and sins. You now became alive to the things of Christ Jesus. So therefore, you are not moved by the things of the world. As a practicing, believing Christian who operates in the Word of God and understands what their responsibility is, and the life I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God. So he moves from the flesh issues to the faith of Jesus Christ. You live, listen at this, by the faith of the Son of God. Do you know what that means? The Lord believes in you. I said, see, that's enough to shout. Y'all don't know when to shout. The Lord believes in you. He had enough faith in you to believe that if he laid down his life, that somebody would be grateful enough, thankful enough to accept him as their savior and take on new life. He believed that if he would die, you would desire to live. And if you believed in him, you'd come out of darkness and walk in the marvelous light. He believed in you by the faith of the Son of God. When the conversation was going on about who God would send to heaven, from heaven to earth to redeem man. And the record is they searched everywhere and everyone and found no one worthy. Jesus stepped up to the plate and volunteered to pay the penalty and price for your soul because no one else was able to. It's because he had faith in you. Faith in you. Man, that speaks volumes that the Son of God has faith in you. And you don't have faith in you? He had faith in you enough to know that you would start walking, growing, maturing, developing in the things of faith till you would become what he wants you to become. No, it wouldn't be overnight, but it would be a journey. And many of us now, after we've walked with the Lord sometime, can look back and see a lot of things that we have matured in, we've grown from, we've been, we've done that we desire no longer to do because we've grown in him. Now, I'm not talking about the people who can't do. I'm talking about the people who choose not to do. See, because there is a group of us who are saved who are still yet carnal minded, acting like the world. We got mad as saved folk when we lost our whatever it was we lost. Now some of y'all sitting up here looking at me like I ain't talking to you now. Yeah. You know, one of the things I love about the world is that they keep it real. They keep it real. They don't try to pretend and perform. They look, it is what it is. They are what they are. They don't try and hide it, camouflage it, be hypocritical about it. They just tell it like it is. That was a song, Old Man. Yeah, hear the brother say, uh-oh. Was singing about this woman being the brick house or something like that, or whatever the case. I don't know. But the part I want to bring out is the fact that he had lost his ability to enjoy those things of his younger years and said, it makes an old man wish for younger days. Y'all. Now, why would you want to wish for younger days if you still had everything you had in your younger days? It's only because the thrill is gone, or the power to enjoy the thrill is gone. I don't know. But the point I'm making to some of us is we won't be real enough to say the only reason why I don't do it is because I can't do it no more. Not because I've chosen not to do it, because I've been changed and rearranged and I've chosen to go a higher way. We don't even have enough honesty to say the things I used to do. I tried, brother preacher, not to do it as much. And so he has faith in us that we'll get it together sooner or later. And each day, the things we don't understand, we'll understand them better by and by. Because the Lord Jesus has faith in it. Tell your neighbor, the Lord has faith in you. Tell your other neighbor, the Lord has faith in you. Now, more importantly, tell yourself, self, the Lord has faith in me. Now, you ought to give him a hand of praise for that, because that's a great feat. I live by the faith of the Son of God. And then we move to the next part. Who loved me and gave himself for me? And that's favor. Favor. He deals with the flesh. He deals with faith. Then he deals with favor. He says, listen, and the life I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me. And he just didn't stop at loving me. He gave me himself. Now, if that's not favor, you tell me. Because I want to let some folks know who say they love you and don't give nothing behind the love. Ain't real love. Real love, listen, precedes real giving. If you say you really love, coming after the love is going to be gifts flowing, releasing. Why? And the best thing that you can give is yourself. Amen. Yourself. Presents and gifts and all of those things, they pale in comparison to someone giving you their best self. Their best self. That's worth more than money could buy. Amen. And that's how Jesus loved us. In this Greek word love, and it's past tense in the English, but it means a beginning point with continuing actions. All right. So which means he didn't just love me then and don't love me now, even though in the English we say he loved me. In the Greek it means he started loving me and never stopped. Now I want to ask some of you here in the building this morning, has the Lord started loving you? Just let me see a show of hands. Has the Lord started loving you? That ought to be every hand in the building. Has the Lord started loving you? Now let me ask you a question. I want you to raise your hand if you say, and pastor, preacher, he done stopped loving me. Now I want to ask this question. Have you done anything for him to stop loving you? Yes, every one of us. Probably the day we got saved. Probably not long after our baptism, we've done and have done things time after time after time after time enough for him to have shut his doors on the love he has for us. But his love continues for us in spite of us. Thank God for his love. There is no love like the Lord's love. Man, the Lord's love will spoil you. Yeah, I said the Lord's love will spoil you. You start thinking other folks supposed to treat you like the Lord. You be like, wait a minute, hold up here. The Lord don't do me like this. Yeah, the Lord don't count my sins and hold them against me. When I say I'm sorry, the Lord forgives me. He puts it in the bag and ties it up and casts it in the sea of forgetfulness. He blots out all of my transgressions. Y'all going to talk to me this morning? You can't love nobody and then every now and then when you feel like it, bring up some mess. Like, what are you talking about? I thought we had that discussion. Well, I ain't through. Aren't you glad he doesn't do us like that? Aren't you glad when you get down on your knees and say, Father, forgive me? And then say, in the name of Jesus, that thing is already done before you can really say amen. Thank God for Jesus. Thank God for favor. Favor loved me and gave himself for me. If nobody else would have accepted him, I know he did it for me because I accepted him. And that's favor. Here's why it's favor, because I ain't even a Jew. Some of y'all don't know nothing about that. See, the Lord God sent the Lord Jesus Christ to save his people, the Jews. And because the Jews rejected him, it opened up an opportunity to whosoever will. And he could have said, since the Jews won't accept me, I'm shutting it down on everybody. But favor saw me through the annals of time and said, I see him, I see him, I see him. He will accept me if I go to Calvary. And if I let mean men drive nails in my hand and nails in my feet and hang me up high, stretch me, I see in the future that if I allow them to pierce me in the side and blood and water come running down, I see in the future if I lay my life down and then take my life back up again, in other words, on the third day morning get up with all power in my hand, I see John Montgomery and whosoever else will say, I accept Jesus as my Lord and Savior, and I thank him for that kind of favor. Because while I was yet a wretch undone, he died for me, and he died for you. And that, my brother, my sister, is favor of the highest kind. I can go all the way through the word and share with you one instance after another instance of favor. Yes, sir. But I think what would be more relevant to your life is to think about all of the favor the Lord has shown you. It's good to hear about what he's done for those who are in the pages of biblical antiquity, but what matters most is the favor he's shown you, the doors he's opened up for you, the ways he's made for you, the times he's healed your body, the time he stretched out your funds to pay the bills you didn't have enough money to pay. Yeah, the times for keeping you when you were in the wrong place with the wrong people doing the wrong thing. I'm talking my favor here. When that was somebody else who was more deserving than you, God picked over them and picked you out and blessed your life when you knew you didn't. I need somebody to talk to me here. I'm talking about that kind of favor. He favors you, and he favors me. And with that kind of favor, I can't but help love the Lord with all my heart, with all my mind, with all of my strength. The Lord is able to do anything but fail. And he's never failed me yet. And if you want to know what that is, that's favor. Come on, somebody give the Lord a hand of praise. The doors of the church are open. Whoever you are, my brother, my sister.
For my way.
Thank you for listening to today's broadcast. You can receive today's message by sending $5 for cassette, $8 for CD, and $15 for DVD to 911 Lobdell Boulevard, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, 70806, or call area code 225-774-8040, leaving your name, address, and order. Or you can purchase today's message at Stars Beauty Salon, 525 16th Street, Alexandria, Louisiana, on Tuesday and Wednesday, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m., Thursday and Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturdays, 8 a.m. to 12 p.m. May God richly bless you is our prayer.
KAYT 88.1 FM, 70,000 watts of gospel power. Power beaming on the Blue Mountains of Mississippi and the flat plains of West Texas and the beaches and bayous of Louisiana. KAYT 88.1 FM.
Savoy Entertainment presents The Crandalls Family Reunion, the stage play featuring the Velvet Voice of Soul, Vic Allen, live at Peabody Magnet High School Auditorium, Saturday, December 14th, showtime 5 p.m. The Crandalls Family Reunion, the stage play featuring the Velvet Voice of Soul, Vic Allen.
Hey, what's up, Central Louisiana? This is Vic Allen. Check me out Saturday, December 14th at Peabody Magnet High School, 5 o'clock p.m. in the hit stage play, The Crandalls Family Reunion, brought to you by Savoy Entertainment.
General admission. Visit online at SavoyEntertainment.net or 318-613-4841. That's 613-4841. The Crandalls Family Reunion, the stage play, live at Peabody Magnet High School Auditorium, Saturday, December 14th, featuring the Velvet Voice of Soul, Vic Allen. Bring the entire family. You're gonna love it.
Tickets available at KAYT 88.1. Phone 318-484-2500 or Sister Betty Boss at 318-880-5241. For Winfield, contact Narelle Hobdy at 318-332-2802. Savoy Entertainment, a proud sponsor of KAYT 88.1 Alexandria, 92.5 Shreveport, and 98.9 Monroe.
The Holly holiday season is a joyous time to behold the birth of our Savior and Lord. People are busy about shopping and giving and receiving. However, for some of us, the holidays are a time of remembering our lost ones. Zion Hill Family Church's Grief Recovery Group, Grief and Share, presents Surviving the Holidays with Dr. Joshua Joy Dare, Senior Pastor. Saturday, December 7th from 10 a.m. to 12 noon at the Zion Hill Life Center, 312 Hunter Street, Pineville, Louisiana. Phone 318-447-6302 or 447-6303. Join us in the journey from morning